Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 21.
The order, members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. Sergeant-at-Arms will close the doors. We'd ask members and guests to please silence all electronic devices. This afternoon's prayer will be offered by Representative Murphy. We'd ask members and visitors in the gallery to please stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Representative Murphy.
Please let everyone bow their heads. Please immerse your thoughts and mind in prayer. Gracious and ever-living God, you know each of us individually. In all our frailty and sinfulness, we ask your love to come upon us and embrace us this very day. This day, just as every other day, as you give as a gift to us. Help us to always remember that we cannot take one day, even one moment, for granted, for we do not know the day or the hour that this life will end for us. Therefore, help us to make each of our moments, each of our actions, and each of our thoughts worthy of your judgment as service and dedication to you and our fellow man. Jesus the Christ, your Son, sent down from above, taught us the path you would have us to follow. For in the Gospel of Matthew in chapter 22, it reads, "And one of them, the doctor of the law, put him to the test, asking him, 'Master, which is the greatest commandment in the law?' And Jesus said to him, 'Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, thy soul, and with thy whole mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. And the second like it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments depend the whole law and the prophets.'" So let us remind ourselves today that God is not revealed in rules and in laws, but rather in love and in kindness. Help us not to isolate, but to rather provide comfort. Help us not to alienate, but rather to gather. Help us not to celebrate division, but rather embrace unity. And finally, Lord, help us to cherish each other in all our differences, our faults, and our blemishes. For each of us is made in your likeness, and you do not make mistakes. I pray all these in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for March 4th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Lewis moves the journal for March 4th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. And members, today we have our doctor of the day, Dr. Thompson Forbes, who is joined by our nurse of the day, Wendy Murphy, who of course is the wife of Representative Murphy, and they're both from Greenville. Thank you all for being here. Representatives Murphy, Dobson, Lambeth, Potts, and White are recognized. Send forth the committee report. Corporal Reed.
Representatives Murphy, Dobson, Lambeth, Potts, and White. Health Committee report. House Bill 43, established standards for surgical technology. Favorable committee substitute. Unfavorable regional bill. And refer to rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Regional bill, unfavorable calendar. Committee substitute. Refer to the committee on rules, calendar, and operations of the House. Representatives Murphy, Dobson, Lambeth, Potts, White, recognized to send forth additional committee report. Corporal Reed.
Representatives Murphy, Dobson, Lambeth, Potts, and White, Health Committee report, House Bill 126, organ and tissue donation, heart heroes, favorable and referred to transportation.
Bills referred to the Committee on Transportation. Representatives Fraley and Hastings recognized to send forth committee report. Corporal Reed.
Representatives Fraley and Hastings, Education Universities Committee report, House Bill 168, College Advisory Corps Expansion Funds, favorable and referred to Appropriations Education.
Bills referred to the Committee on Appropriations Education. Representative Lewis recognized to send forth committee report. Corporal Reed.
Representative Lewis, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House Committee report. House Joint Resolution 253, confirm James Gillen, Industries Commission, favorable.
Calendar for March 6th.
House Joint Resolution 255, confirm Louis Bledsoe, Special Superior Court Judge, favorable.
Calendar for March 6th.
Senate Bill 77, Agriculture Disaster Fund, certain counties, favorable.
Calendar for March 6th. Representatives Elmore, Horn, Johnson, recognize Senate 4th Committee report. Clerk will read.
Representatives Elmore, Horn, and Johnson, Education K-12 Committee report, House Bill 90, DPIEC Division feedback, DIT study, PED report, favorable and referred to health.
Bills referred to the Committee on Health. Representatives Fraley and Hastings, recognize Senate 4th Committee report. Clerk will read.
Representatives Fraley and Hastings, Education University Committee report, House Bill 107, PED oversight, EPP changes, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and referred to Education K-12.
Original bill is placed on the unfavorable calendar. The committee substitutes referred to the Committee on Education K-12. Representatives Torbett, Eiler, Presnell, Shepherd, recognize Senate 4th Committee report.
Representatives Torbett, Eiler, Presnell, and Shepherd, Transportation Committee report, House Bill 197, mini truck classification, favorable and referred to Commerce.
Bills referred to the Committee on Commerce. Representatives Torbett, Eiler, Presnell, Shepherd, recognize Senate 4th Committee report. Clerk will read.
Representatives Torbett, Eiler, Presnell, and Shepherd, Transportation Committee report, House Bill 118, First Responders Act of 2019, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and referred to Judiciary.
Original bill is placed on the unfavorable calendar. Committee substitute referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
House Bill 123, raise vehicle safety inspection fee, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and referred to Finance.
Original bill is placed on the unfavorable calendar. The committee substitutes referred to the Committee on Finance.
House Bill 158, DOT reporting changes, AB, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Original bill is placed on the unfavorable calendar. Bill is referred to the Committee on Rules. Representative Lewis, recognized Senate 4th Committee report. Clerk will read.
President Lewis, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House Committee report, House Bill 118, broadcast NC House representative session, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill.
Original bill is placed on the unfavorable calendar. Committee substitute, calendar for March 6th.
House Bill 76, School Safety Omnibus, favorable committee substitute number 2, unfavorable committee substitute number 1.
Committee substitute placed on the unfavorable calendar. Committee substitute number 2 will be counted for March 6th. Representatives Elmore, Horn, Johnson, recognize Senate 4th Committee report. Clerk will read.
Representatives Elmore, Horn, Johnson, Education K-12 Committee report, House Bill 151, Caitlin's Law, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and referred to state and local government.
Original bill is placed on the unfavorable calendar. Committee substitute referred to the Committee on State and Local Government.
House Bill 241, Education Bond Act of 2019, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and referred to Finance. Original bill is placed on the unfavorable calendar. The bill is referred to the Committee on Finance. Members, a few recognitions in the gallery. On the motion of the lady from Wilson, Representative Farmer Butterfield, Chair is happy to extend the courtesy of the gallery to members from the Wilson County Democratic Women, Ms. Nancy Heine, Ms. Beth Punty, Ms. Kathy Crable, Ms. Nina Rogers, and Ms. Dolphin Perry. Would y'all please stand so we could welcome you? Over here on the right. Thanks. On motion of the lady from Mecklenburg, Representative Cunningham, Chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to a number of folks here from around the state representing ERA NC Alliance. Would y'all please stand so we could welcome you?
For a purpose, lady from Mecklenburg, Representative Cunningham, rise.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I hated to correct you, but that was for the entire legislative body, not just from me. So it was from all of us. Thank you.
And on motion of the gentleman from Beaufort, Representative Kidwell, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to Tom Albright from Grimesland. Mr. Albright, where are you, sir? Right over here to the left. Good to have you here, sir. Okay. We'll do introductions of resolutions. Actually, let's go ahead and move to that. Introductions of bills and resolutions. Clerk will read.
Representative Floyd, House Bill 256, adopt official fried chicken festival.
State and local government of favorable rules.
Representative Bumgardner, House Bill 257, motorcycles, face masks.
Transportation of favorable rules.
Representatives Bowles and McNeil, House Bill 258, expand eligibility for utility account.
Commerce of favorable energy and public utilities of favorable rules.
Representatives Arp, Horn, and Brody, House Bill 259, additional judge and magistrates in Union County.
Judiciary of favorable appropriations, JPS, of favorable appropriations, of favorable rules.
Representative Ray, House Bill 260, Scotland Neck Mills Tax.
State and local government of favorable finance, of favorable rules.
Representative Ray, House Bill 261, school calendar flexibility, Roanoke Rapids, Halifax.
Education K-12, of favorable rules.
Representative Henson, House Bill 262, designate official, Waterfalls.
State and local government of favorable rules.
Representative Lewis, House Bill 263, fill vacancies, modify 2018 appointments.
Rules.
Rules, calendar, and operations of the House. House Bill 264, general statutes, commission, technical corrections, 2019.
Rules.
Rules, calendar, operations of the House. House Resolution 265, amend House permanent rules, April meetings.
Rules.
Representatives Rydell, Ross, Elmore, and Clemens, House Bill 266, school annual report card.
Rules. Mr. Clerk, on House Bill 266, the referral would be Ed K-12, if favorable rules. Members, of course, today is a no-vote session. The committees have been quite busy, as could be seen by the number of the reports that came in, and we're expecting a relatively long calendar tomorrow and in a calendar on Thursday as well, and we'll keep members apprised of where we are. The plan at this point would be for session to be at 2 o'clock tomorrow with votes, and for Thursday at either 10 a.m. or at 11 a.m. We'll determine that tomorrow based upon the committee schedule. My philosophy is to try to get us started as soon as we can once the committee work is over with on Thursdays. So that's where we stand. But there being no further business before the body, we'll now open it to notices and announcements. For what purpose does the gentleman from Rutherford, Representative Rogers, rise?
Moment of personal privilege.
Gentleman's recognized. Speak to a point of personal privilege.
I won't go on and on about how young my seatmate is, but it is his birthday, and his wife is here in the back of the room here. I'd like us all to... let me say this. I can't imagine having a more wonderful seatmate than Dr. Murphy here. He's been wonderful, but I can also at the same time say that he hopes not to be my seatmate next year. So, so let's all wish him a happy birthday. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Rowan, Representative Warren, rise?
For an announcement, sir.
The gentleman has the floor for an announcement.
The state and local government will meet tomorrow at 10 a.m., but be aware that the location will be in room 1228 here in this building.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Gaston, Representative Hastings, rise?
For an announcement, Mr. Speaker.
Chairman has the floor for an announcement.
Tomorrow in room 415 of the Legislative Office Building, the Appropriations Capital will meet 15 minutes after session to take up the Education Bond Act of 2019.
For what purpose, gentleman from Beaufort, Representative Kidwell Rice?
Point of personal privilege.
Chairman is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
I just wanted to ask that everybody join me in celebrating the birthday of my legislative assistant, Joy. She is 29 with several years' experience today.
Any further notices or announcements? Members, please note that tomorrow will be the panoramic photo here in the House. Members should be on time. That photo will take place shortly after we convene. And so if you want to be a part of the panoramic photos that you see that are taken every year, you need to be here tomorrow and you need to be on time. Because once it starts rolling, it starts and it just goes until it finishes. So please don't forget that. Any other notices or announcements? If not, the gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, March 6th at 2 o'clock p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Lewis moves, seconded by Representative Bell, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, March 6th at 2 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Stand adjourned.
On motion of the chair, House Bill 213, short title, Equal Tax Treatment of Government Retirees, is withdrawn from the Committee on Pensions and recommitted to the Committee on Finance. The serial referral to rules is stricken, and the serial referral to pensions, if favorable rules, is added.